The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Well, once again, we're reminded the world is kind of a messed up place. So, how delusional can we get about sports? Hey, let's find out. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday.
Bold enough to improve on a 4,700-year-old tradition. Are you?
On the Blitz. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for a Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the master, if you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real. At Jongi Football, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Wednesday where we do everything a little bit differently. We put odds on everything. Technically percentages, we know that. But what are the percentages Wednesday? Sounds stupid.
Right. Yeah, it's off.
Yeah, so if you're new to the show and you hear that, you go, well, those are percentages. Why are they saying what are the odds? It's because it sounds better, all right? We're taking a little bit of a license.
It's easier to do the math.
Yes, it is. And we're taking a little bit of a license.
There's only one Asian guy here, so our math skills are limited.
Which means 33% of the show is Asian.
Yes.
See? There you go. That's a percentage, right?
Technically.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, so no matter how you reach out to the show today, whether you call or text or tweet or send a raven or streak naked through the studios with something written on your body, put odds on it.
Please.
Yeah, that's all we're asking for. So, man, what are the odds that... I mean, stop with these damn shootings, man. My goodness, 14 people, it looks like now.
Yeah, it's disappointing, man. And I know we'd like to talk about these things when they happen because it's real world stuff. And I know everybody wants to do sports. But to me, real world stuff always takes priority over sports. It's crazy, man. We live in a crazy world. And the craziest thing is, and I was just talking about this on Twitter, there's no gray area. Like, you're either a hardcore super gun nut or you're essentially a liberal pussy. That's your two options. And I'm not on that. Okay.
But wuss. You can say wuss.
You can say puss, but not the other one.
Okay.
Meow.
Okay. You can do that.
Okay.
You're a liberal. Meow.
Right. There's no in between. And I don't get that. And I think there's a reasonable case to be made for I don't want to get into a gun control discussion on the show today because we don't have time for that. It'd take all freaking day. And
we wouldn't solve anything.
No, we wouldn't. Because if you believe one way, you believe that way, and that's all there is to it. It's just like abortion or whatever.
Well,
it's
unfortunate
topic.
That all those topics are like that, including this one, because I do think there's compromise to be had. And
Of course there is.
I love guns, okay? But I also think I have no problem with you crawling up my butt to check out everything about me before I get one.
Yeah, if you had to register as a gun owner and you had to register every one of your weapons and you had to have a license for them all and you had to carry insurance on them, you'd still want to own guns, right?
Absolutely.
It's like a car.
Absolutely.
If you're allowed to drive, you're not allowed to just go buy a car at the dealership and drive it around town. There's processes you have to go through to be able to legally drive that car. And if you bring that up in conversation, basically what people hear is, you're trying to take away my guns. No, and that's not the case. And I've got guns at my house. I got a ton of guns at my house. If I had to register them all and I had to get a license to carry them or to use them, and I had to go through safety classes to own them, and I had to go through a mental evaluation to own them, and I had to have insurance on them, okay, that'd be fine. That'd be the rules, because if it would even prevent one or two of these things from happening, it'd be worth it.
Well, I have no doubt about you getting through those classes, just like I have no doubt about myself. And I think that's maybe that's it, because I wouldn't care about it. I would do it because I have no problem with it.
Because you're not a lunatic. That's the thing. You're not mentally deranged. But I guess we should give the same rights to the mentally deranged that everyone else has. I don't get that.
We're not going to solve it. So,
but everybody's scared of Syrian refugees.
That's another thing. By the way, I'm not going to get into my opinion on that, but if you watch John Oliver's last show, about the best description I've seen of that whole thing. And so rather than get into here's what I think about that, just go watch that. Every now and then, I like to say that about things.
Yeah.
You go watch what John Oliver had to say. You'll learn everything you need to know about refugees. Anyway, that's my opinion.
Yeah.
So I'm stealing someone else's opinion. See, I give credit where credit is due. But I think unfortunately, this is when we have these conversations, is when something happens. And to me, it's not really, I don't feel like that's the time to have it. I think the time to have it is 2 weeks from now when something like this hasn't happened, because people's emotions are all charged up and you can't be logical about it. But I do think it's one of those things that it shouldn't be you're either this or this.
Well, that's what it is. There's no way around that. That's what it is. But it's a tragedy what's happened.
And Nick says paying insurance for owning guns, I think, is too much. It just sounds like more government money grabbing. All else though, yes. Okay, well.
No, but you know what gun insurance would do? It would make, you know what gun insurance companies would do? They would make sure crazy people either don't have guns or can't afford to have them.
Yeah.
So if you're a lunatic, yeah, it would be ridiculous for you. But I don't care. I don't care if crazy people don't have guns. I don't care if people who want to go shoot up schools or Planned Parenthoods, I don't care if they don't have guns. I really don't.
Yeah. Well, and I would just say if you're going to own guns, you should go and go through the licensing class simply so you know what you're doing. And you should take hunter safety classes, all those things that are out there. I mean, they're useful and they're helpful. So somebody says, maybe I'm an idiot, but I can't seem to find the Blitz t-shirt on the co-op website. Is it available online or in the store?
I believe it is.
Yeah, no, it is available on their website. So I don't know that you're an idiot, because I've had a few people tell me the same thing. We'll try to find out what the deal is with that for you. And we'll get on to sports, but I think there are certain times that, and JMCK says, I'm a cop here and it amazes me how people who carry guns don't know the laws. Blame the jerk, not the gun. Well, but I do think we have to, at some point, look at why the jerks have the guns.
All I'm saying is just make it where you've got to go through some motions you could just go into Walmart You could go into Walmart.
And we've all seen the kind of people that go into Walmart
and buy a gun. Doesn't make sense. I mean, listen, I'll never understand and again, I have in my house. I don't understand why people feel the need, like the absolute need, to own military-style weapons. I don't understand it. And everyone will tell me, well, in case the government comes after us. But the reality is the government has helicopters and nuclear weapons
and tanks
that you don't have. And you having an AK or an M4 is not going to save you from an Apache helicopter, I promise. So if the government decides to be a bunch of tyrants and kill all of its people, they're not worried about your M4. They have more of them, I promise.
I would. Most of my friends that have military style weapons are very responsible, and so they use them because they're fun. They're not going to make that argument with you, but they like taking them out to their ranch and shooting stuff. But they're also all former military guys too, for the most part.
Well, you mean
they've been trained and they know how to use them.
That's
so
crazy. Because otherwise, it would be just like someone with a Class D driver's license going around or a Class C driver's license and getting into a big rig and driving it across the country.
Which is a great example, by the way.
It is,
because I can't drive one of those.
Yeah, if you want to play with big boy guns, you need to go through some extra training. Is that unreasonable?
Not to me.
You're a reasonable man.
Well, I love guns. I do. I like shooting them. I like going to the range. But I wouldn't have any problem with anything you've suggested. Anyway, well, I want to have this discussion when something like this hasn't happened.
No, well, this is the only time it happens.
But it's happening so damn much that you almost can't get away from it anyway.
Yeah. I mean, this is two big events like this in a week.
Yeah. Anyway,
What's crazy is these guys got away?
I don't know. I'm still waiting on details, and apparently there's more than one. But three
is what I heard.
Yeah, they said between one and three initially. Now they're saying possibly three.
And they got into, a black SUV, which is what everyone drives, and they're on the L.A. highways, or freeways. Sorry, it's in L.A., so it's freeways. Well, they're gone. That's crazy that you can do something like that and get away.
Yeah, I guess we'll get more details as it comes out. But all right, we'll get to sports when we come back. But and the one thing is, and of course, the other argument that Sportsy has, problem is you always be able to legally get weapons, and these shootings typically happen with stolen guns. A lot do, but not all of them do. And, you know, the truth is, I have no problem with making it. You're not making it more difficult for the people who are responsible enough to have them. You're just making it. Okay, so you got to go to class to learn how to use it. Ooh, guess what? You have to go to driver's ed, too.
Yeah.
I don't understand. I think there's a fear, a basic fear that, oh, well, you are going to just take them away. And no, that's not it at all. You're going to take them away if you're a lunatic. Anyway. We'll do sports when we come back. It is What Are the Odds Wednesday, so if you want to get lined up for some What Are the Odds calls, fine.
I also believe in there's technology now where you can have, like, fingerprint locking triggers and things like that.
Yeah.
And so, but I will say this, another major problem are these pharmaceutical companies and the antidepressant medicines and things like that. There's a big common factor, a common link between all these things, all these shooters. And very often it's that, but I don't know, man. This is a crazy thing. Crazy thing.
It is, and it's one of those things. I start getting the notifications on my phone, and I just get this pit in my stomach, and it's like, oh, not another one, man. Not another one, because it is. It's just a mess. So anyway,
but I'm a liberal puss. Is that better, John?
Yeah.
Okay,
so you got dumped in the first 5 seconds of the show today.
Yeah, my bad.
Nice. That's a good start to the show. That means it's going to be a fun show. Yeah. So Gary Trichter, I think, is what...
Trichter Jung or Richmond Bone and Joint Clinic? You told me Richmond Bone and Joint. Oh, yeah. Jung is throwing me up.
Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday?
Bold enough to improve on a 4,700-year-old tradition. Are you?
On the Blitz. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. What are the odds I have about 50 texts saying you're just making it harder for law-abiding citizens to get guns?
Okay.
That's fine. I'm not a law-abiding citizen. Well, except for weed and gambling. Yeah, I'm a law-abiding citizen. I'm more than willing to do those things because I don't care.
Like, you're not going to... Law-abiding citizens don't have a problem registering their cars and paying for insurance on their cars and getting a driver's license and taking tests for that, going in and renewing it every year, getting your inspection done every year. You don't have a problem with that. Why do you think we do that? To prevent criminals from using cars for foul means. I mean, it's very simple.
Which, guess what? People still do. They still steal them.
But if
that's going to happen. But if you make it harder on the lunatics, I don't see how that's a bad thing. But you know what? There's just some of you that are never going to agree, and we're both liberal cats. So.
Right.
Let's grab some phone calls on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. Let's make it sportsy for a while since we've obviously gotten off of that. Let's try Jean. You get to lead it off, sir.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Sports.
Guns. Go.
Hello?
Hey, sports,
yeah,
man.
You're on, man. Go.
Hey, what are the odds that Manziel will be backing up Romo next year on the Cowboys?
Listen, I don't know if the Browns are moving on from him. I wouldn't blame them if they did. I feel if I'm the Cowboys and Tony Romo is clearly your best option going forward, I think the Cowboys need to, and really Matt Cassel's not a horrible backup. I think, you know, another offseason learning the playbook and things like that would help. I don't think you can afford to have a young guy with a big learning curve at backup, because you're seeing now what a drop off there is.
Ideally, what you would do if you invest in a young quarterback, and maybe it's Manziel, maybe it's, and I would think maybe you draft one. Well, you keep Matt Castle around, because that's a guy that you need to step in if Romo gets hurt, and that you hope you develop this kid, and by year two, he can become your backup. And by year three, if Romo's done, that's your guy. That would be the ideal situation. I don't know that Manziel's the wrong guy to ask us about, because neither one of us think he's going to be able to play in the NFL.
No, yeah.
We may be wrong about that, but that's I don't think the guy's ever going to be any good. Now, I know that Jerry loves him, and that might be a guy that he brings in, and maybe he develops there and gets time, but I just don't think the guy's ever going to be a very good NFL quarterback. Several people tweeting out that the Miami Hurricanes have a new head coach, but I have not had a chance to check the validity of these tweets. So I don't know if I should tell the people, but Mark Richt.
Not a surprise.
Which would be a good pickup for Miami.
I do too.
So, anyway.
I still think that's a tough job, man. That's a difficult place. When you think about recruiting in Florida, which, granted, Florida's an awesome place to have to recruit your talent from. But when you look at the facilities of Miami versus the facilities of Florida State and Florida, and you look at you bring recruits to the game day, and you see what's going on at the Swamp, and you see, you know, what's going on there at Osceola, and then you take them to Sun Life Stadium where there's 1,000 people in the crowd. That's a tough sell, man. And by the way, the stadium is 45 minutes, 50 minutes from campus. That's not an easy job. It's not like it used to be, where Miami was an easy job when they were playing in the Orange Bowl. It was a pretty cush place to coach. I don't think that's the case anymore.
Yeah, but there's also a lot of kids who grew up seeing the U as the U. And remember the Andre Johnson
teams? All those kids are my age now.
Not all of them, no. I mean, they still idolize those guys in the NFL, the Ray Lewis's even. I still think you've got a pretty good group there that you can recruit from. I think it'll be all right.
Like, when was that? What was the year? Was it 2001? The best football team ever, 2001 Miami Hurricanes.
Yeah, but I mean, those guys played in the league until last year, and they're always talking about the U. So I think that's still there, and you've also got a lot of players from that area. He'll be able to recruit there, and if he recruits the way he did at Georgia, then they're going to win.
I don't think it's as easy to recruit there as it is to Georgia.
I don't know that it's as easy, but if he gets those kind of players, I don't know how he's going to recruit there. The guy's been there for 15 years in Georgia, so I don't think it's as bad a job as you're saying. I don't think it's quite it's certainly not the job it was, but a guy like that can win there.
All right. Lamont says, I can tell how y'all talk about guns. You really don't own any, unless you would. Most of us do this stuff already. Okay. This is me just making up stories about owning guns. I really don't own them. I just did that for the radio.
Yeah. Completely lying.
That makes no sense.
Yeah. Oh, well.
More people sending me this thing about
Katy
High School, yeah. I guess they're having like a big thing where they're like on the verge of being disqualified from state playoffs. They're having a meeting tomorrow in Austin, apparently about some kid who moved in and checking on his eligibility. So bummer for them if that's the case.
Yeah, it's happened before though, yep. And it's you can't always control. When a kid moves in, whether or not you know exactly whether he's in the right place or not, it's happened everywhere. So Tyler says, I'm 25 and barely remember the U. High school kids really doubt it. But your Twitter handle is the heart of TX. I'm talking about kids in Miami.
Right.
Yeah. So I don't expect you to remember it. But if you grew up there and you're still living there, I think you still know a little bit about the U. 713-780-ESPN. Let's try Adonis. What's up, Adonis?
What's going on, guys?
Sports.
Hey, I was twofold question. I'm an Eagles fan, and I want to know what are the odds that Chip Kelly retains his job for another year? If he does, what are the odds that he actually continues to go with Sam Bradford instead of going and finding another quarterback out in the free agency? I'll hang up and listen.
Man, I don't know if Chip is the one guy that I have no idea what's going to happen with him. No idea. But I can't imagine that he's going to go forward with Sam Bradford.
Yeah.
He's going to have to find something that fits his needs.
And, of course, there's all this speculation that he might get traded to the Titans and all that. I expect him to be back, but he's got to fix a quarterback thing. And if he does leave, I think he set this franchise back by going to all his kind of guys. And that's one of the things you have to be careful with when you give a coach total control like that. You better be sure that he's going to do the right things. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776, if you want to get in. And, I think basically what Lamont's trying to say, if you don't agree with him 100%, you don't own guns. That's pretty much his take on it, which I don't agree with you on it, Lamont. Sorry. Don't agree with a lot of people on it, and they don't agree with us. But
that's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand there's going to be a disagreement there, and I know that clearly my perspective on it is not the popular one. I get that, but that doesn't mean I'm going to change my mind.
No, and I have no problem with whatever you ask me to do when I go buy a gun.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to find anything on me unless you test me for weed. Then you might occasionally find something. Not recently. It was in like today or anything. All right, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. And
Avizi says, what are the odds Johnny becomes an Eagle with that offense? What Chip Kelly covets more than mobile guys, more than anything, is accuracy. And Sam Bradford, for what it's worth, that he sacrificed mobility for accuracy. Johnny Football doesn't fit that. Accuracy is more important than anything to Chip Kelly, and Johnny Football doesn't have that. Plus, Chip Kelly, I don't know what the inside of his brain is like. I don't know if he's happy with the Eagles. He wants to stay there. But if he does want to stay there, next year there needs to be some vast improvements. And I'm not hitching my NFL career and any chance that I coach again in the NFL to John Football. Zero chance of that. Zero. Chip Kelly's too smart for that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he may be willing to try something. So, we shall see.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Lock them in. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. And Lamont's saying, most of these people are going through this stuff. I'll be honest, I inherited all my guns. They were given to me. I have no licenses or anything for them.
If you go and buy a gun, they run a criminal background check on you. What I'm saying is a criminal background check isn't enough.
No, I agree. I agree. And you don't even have to get one if you go buy them at a gun show.
No.
All right, let's take Dr. Mays here real quick.
Dr. Matthew Mays with the Richmond Bone and Joint Clinic. Dr. Mays, how are you doing?
Hey, doing great. How you guys doing?
Doing well. Tell us a little bit about what's going on with Jimmy Graham. Usually when we see a knee, it's an ACL or something like that. This is a torn patellar tendon. How is this different, and how does it compare to, you know, what he'd deal with if he had an ACL?
Sure. You know, unfortunately, but the patella tendon rupture in a lot of ways is worse than an ACL tear. It's, you know, just picture that patella tendon is what goes over the kneecap or patella, and then is what attaches your entire quadriceps muscle to your lower leg. And so, you know, your patella, all force, if you're going to go jump up or kick your leg forward as part of running and walking, going upstairs, for example, anything, all that force has to run through your patella tendon. So That's fixed surgically, and he will come back. What I would be concerned about is his explosive speed, his ability to jump. Next year, he's going to be back, but I bet you he's not quite as explosive as he will be, as he has been, and probably in 2 years he'll be great. It's that first year back, they're just generally not feeling quite as strong as they generally should be.
Now, is this something, like, you know, speed, jumping, what's going to be most affected by something like this, or is it just generally everything?
I think it's his explosive speed. I think your top end speed is fine. It's really that hard push off, and then ability to drive. You know, sometimes he's in a position to do blocking. That would be a problem, and then of course jumping to do go up for the ball. That's also going to be big time affected by patella tendon injury.
All right, that's Dr. Matthew Mays with the Richmond Bone and Joint Clinic. Appreciate the time, Doc. We'll talk to you next time.
Hey, thanks. Take care.
All right.
Let's get back to the phone calls and let's get back to what are the odds and. Like we're not going to solve your gun debate, so
we're not.
Let's all just move on, okay? Because some of you like what we have to say, some of you hate it. It's not going to change either way. So let's try Brent. What's going on, Brent? What are the odds?
Not much, sports gentlemen.
Sports.
What are the odds? The Texans continue their winning streak and win the division, and I'll hang up and listen.
Looking at remaining schedules, I'll still put them at like 40%. I think that they are the underdog for sure. And just based on their historical record at Indy.
I just don't know what to make of this team because the way they played the last 4 weeks, I wouldn't bet against them. But I can't imagine they're going to continue to play defense at this level. And it'll be somewhere in between where they are now and where they were earlier in the season. So I'll go a little higher than that simply because I'm still not sold on your Colts that you're in love with. So I'll go 45%. But I still think, yeah, the Colts should be the favorite in the division, mainly because they have a win over them already and they have a home game against them. And we know the Texans record there that we don't need to repeat over and over again.
Well, and also, I mean, while everyone is excited and rightfully so about how the Texans are playing now, people have kind of failed to notice the Colts are playing pretty well, too. I'm not saying that they've righted the ship because I don't think the ship is going to be right until Andrew Luck's right. But they've won three straight, including a win over the Broncos. And, you know, this week is obviously an important game for them at the Steelers. That's their Patriots game, you know, at Steelers and the Texans at Patriots. But beyond that, Jags, Dolphins, Titans, Texans is the remaining schedule. There's not a game on there that I think the Colts will be underdogs in.
Yeah. Let's try Jason.
Hello?
Jason?
Hey, sports. Hey, what is the odds that we'll have more than four teams in the playoffs after this year?
No, zero. I mean, maybe someday, not after this year. And I think what they're showing right now is The number they've got right now is working. You know, there's not going to be – no one's going to be left out this year, barring some ridiculous circumstance. No one's going to be left out that is ultra-deserving, I don't think.
Yeah, I only think there's one team that I can make a great case for, and that's the one that's unbeaten right now. In Alabama, okay, they've been pretty good. Oklahoma's been pretty good. But there's nobody that I could say, oh, yeah, those guys, it's awful.
They're getting screwed.
Yeah.
Yeah. If Stanford had one loss or Notre Dame had one loss, you'd have some room for argument there.
Yeah.
But as it stands, I mean, it worked itself out to where after this week, it's pretty clear who's going to belong. The one thing that could throw that off is if Clemson loses, and that would throw a big wrench into things. I think if Alabama loses – I don't even think Florida, even a two-loss SEC champion Florida, I don't think they get in. I don't think the committee looks at them and goes, yeah, that's a good team. At least I hope they don't, because that's not a good team.
No. I don't think that's going to matter, though. I really don't. I think everybody wins this week. The only one that might not win is Clemson. And then you're going to have a whole argument over, should it be Ohio State? You know, should it be a two-loss Stanford? And I don't think either one of those teams necessarily deserve to be in anyway. So, anyway, let's try James. What's up, James?
Sports.
Sports to you.
Hey, Fred, let me ask you a question. I want to know, I want to make a bet in Vegas that New Orleans beat the Panthers. What's the odds they winning?
Oof. Well, I give them about a 20% chance.
Yeah, something like that. The Saints are bad, man.
But you'll get better odds than that in Vegas, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
I'm trying to look it up right now to see what the...
I mean, that game's, what, 3 weeks from now?
Yeah.
Yeah, the odds aren't up yet. But I would guess...
Well, there's one book that has future odds, oh, okay. But no, it's this week. They're plus 250.
The Saints and the Packers?
Panthers, he said.
Oh, I thought he said the Packers.
No, he said the Panthers.
Oh, what is it? Plus 250?
Yeah, you're getting 2.5 to 1. I'd want close to 3.
I don't even know if I could take that.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, it's at New Orleans.
So your 100 bucks will win you 250. So here's a good one. What are the odds Clemson loses and still stays in the playoffs?
I'd say zero.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I think anybody who loses this week is out.
Yeah, I mean, if it were a fluke type of loss, like the way Michigan lost to Michigan State, I could see that. But it would be really hard to not win your championship in that conference with another one-loss team.
That beat you head-to-head.
Yeah.
Although, Clemson has wins over Notre Dame and Florida State. North Carolina doesn't have anything like that. I mean, they'll have one quality win. It'll be Clemson. But that'll probably be enough. I mean, and that's assuming that North Carolina is even the team. I still think Ohio State or Stanford may end up jumping them. But, no, I don't think if Clemson, Alabama, just like Michigan State or Iowa, if you lose this weekend, you're not going to the playoff.
Let's try Kurt. Kurt, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Sports.
Hey, what are the odds that Texas pulls Sonny Cumbie from TCU as an offer? Coordinator for 2016 moving forward?
I don't know. I don't know if that's smart for Texas, and I don't know if Charlie Strong's into that either, having a guy from that type of an offense.
I think they should do it. I think they should go get that kind of guy. And look how it worked for OU to go get Lincoln Riley, who now is a head coaching candidate at a couple places. They need a change, man. That offense is a joke. Why not go get that kind of guy?
I just don't know if I think Texas takes themselves too seriously.
Yeah, but that's – if you're going to be competitive with the kind of teams that are doing the same thing, can't beat them, go do what they do. I think it'd be a good move for them to get that kind of guy. Quit trying to go conservative with their offense.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's in Charlie Strong's DNA, just like I don't know if it's in Les Miles' DNA to do it in LSU when, frankly, I think they need to do something different.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And tonight, The Flash and Arrow join forces for the second of an epic two-night event. Only on the CW. Watch a crossover event of the season at 8, only on the CW 39. Make sure to keep your dial on ESPN 97.5 for your chance to win Arrow Green Machine giveaways. And we have a couple of really cool prize packs to give away that I guess we'll do during Moron of the Week, but you're going to have to – it's going to be a double competition. You're going to have to answer a question correctly just to get to be one of the three people on Moron of the Week. And then you have to hope your moron is one of the biggest morons.
Yeah.
So we're going to make you work for it. Jong, is that acceptable? Is that an acceptable way to do the contest?
Sure.
Okay. I probably should have asked you that before I just announced we were going to do it. But that's how we roll. We also have another little contest we're doing in the 6 o'clock hour that's new. So when you want to play What Are the Odds, you'll have a chance, if you have the best What Are the Odds, to win something.
Okay.
So I believe that starts today. Is that correct, Jong? Once again? Yes. Okay. So that's a thumbs up. All right, 713-780-ESPN. I want to get to something that Alejandro asked us, because he said, what are the odds that UH would be in the Big 12 next year? The point to that, I mean, 0% next year. if it ever happened, it'd be a couple years down the road, and it still takes 2-3 years because of scheduling for a team to move. That's why, you know, maybe you're usually wind up doing a full season in your old league before you move on anyway. So there's 0% chance for that. And I know you're – he asks, what would it take, multiple AAC titles? And you said probably more than that. It has to make financial sense to Texas and OU to add, and right now it doesn't. And I think there's two things that they have going in their favor. And number one is that, you know, Tillman Fertitta is now kind of a big noise there. And he's got a lot of stroke. So, and with a lot of people. And I think that's the fact that he's involved there is a good thing for UH down the road. And I'll stick to what I've been saying for a year now. The Big 12's lost this market, man. And it's become an SEC market. It's become an A&M market. And part of that is because Texas is hardly here anymore.
Well, Texas is losing.
Well, that's part of it, too.
In 2009, this wasn't a non-Texas market.
2009, A&M was still in the Big 12.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. I think you lost.
But A&M sucked in 2000.
Doesn't matter. They still had a huge following even when they sucked. And there's a lot of A&M alums. And the fact that you...
Well, I mean, Houston has the second biggest alumni base of University of Texas in the country. So, I mean, it's not like there's not UT people here. It's just that...
There's UT people here, but there's also...
They're fans that don't give a damn when the team sucks.
Well, and that's... I mean, that's part of your problem because...
But let's face it, Fred. When UH football sucks, how many people really care?
Well, nobody. But that's... I think you can make that case for almost any program in the state right now, except A&M. You're the one saying right now UT fans don't care.
They don't.
The difference is when you had a presence down here, you were able to recruit down here, you were able to get better players, and not only that, you were here all the time. People from Houston now that aren't going to Austin to watch games, you know, they don't get to see the team. You had a lot of fans that would go, like, let's say when they play Rice. Well, UT fans would help fill that place. And I think that's taken away from schools like TCU and Baylor. And OU and Oklahoma State have a lot of alums down here, too. And this isn't a small market. And you need to be here for TV purposes. And looking at some of the ratings, it's amazing how well the SEC does in this market now compared to the Big 12. And I think from a TV perspective and having a presence down here would make a huge difference. But the Big 12 doesn't think that. Texas doesn't think that. And OU doesn't think that. So it doesn't matter. But I do believe that they've lost a pretty big presence down here. And I think even if Texas gets good again, it's not going to be the same because Aggies used to care about – they used to hate Texas enough to where if Texas was good, they'd pay attention and root for somebody to beat them. And if Texas wasn't good, then A&M probably was good, so they were beating their chests. That's a pretty big alumni base that you've lost here that's gone off to another conference, and I think that's something they ought to be concerned about. I'm not saying UH is going to get it back for them. It may be too late to get it back.
Yeah.
But it would get you a presence down here, which I think it's short-sighted to ignore it. So,
but you agreed 0% chance that they're
going to
be 12 next year.
Yeah, no way next year. I don't know when.
I still believe that if UH is going to eventually get into a Power 5 conference, it's not going to be the Big 12.
No, I think so.
You think it will be?
I think it'll be something else.
Okay, because the Big 12 realistically doesn't have use for this market.
I think they do. Whether
or not it's an SEC market or whatever.
We disagree on that, but okay.
The Big 12 still has a footprint here in Houston. It's not like if you were drawing a where does the Big 12 have an impact, you wouldn't fit Houston into that.
No, but it's not what it was, and I think it's getting less and less
every
year.
It's on everybody's cable package. That's all they care about.
Know
that.
And you know what? It's going to stay there, but I also think there's more to it than just the cable package, and I think that's where they're being short-sighted. And because I think your opinion is the same as theirs. It's what's on their cable package. The reality is, I think if Houston gets in another conference, I think it'll be the Pac-12. And I think it'll be 5, 6, 7 years down the road. And it'll be for that reason, because the Pac-12 network sucks. Its reach sucks. Its distribution sucks. If you can add a market like Houston, then you've just picked up basically 6 million people to a network that needs all the help it can get. So that's what I think would happen. And I don't think it's going to happen at all. But if it does, it would make sense that it would be something like that, unless they get a lot of political pressure in the Big 12. And there's not a whole lot of people beating that drum. And I'm not really interested in the Big 12 as a UH guy. I don't think it would be that much of a step up because Hey, they got a chance to play for a New Year's Day bowl in this conference. I don't know if they would in the Big 12. I mean, I don't know if they wouldn't become TCU or Baylor in a couple of years with the right coach if he stayed like those guys are. But you know what? Those teams, maybe one of them gets a New Year's Day bowl this year. Maybe one of them doesn't. And, you know, if you wind up in another conference at some point, great. But I just don't see it as being I don't know that it's that big a deal to get to a better conference right now. I mean, they've got a great facility. They're in a pretty damn good conference where they can play for a lot of good stuff. And would you rather be where Houston is or where Iowa State is?
I mean, financially, I'd rather be where Iowa State is. From a competitive standpoint, I'd much rather be where UH is.
And that's the thing, because I don't see a...
And realistically, I mean, fans of teams don't care about how much money the school's getting from right. TV rights and things like that.
And that's where I'm...
Like, Joe Schmo fan wants their school to be in a big conference because then you have a chance to win a championship. And as it stands, I mean, Iowa State, they've got about as much of a chance to win a championship as UH. But if UH were to get into one of these Power Five conferences and were able to do what TCU has done and make themselves relevant on the big scale, you've got a chance to play for a title. And so I understand the desire to do it, but I also see the downside.
But
to it
I
as
also
well.
See the realistically, I would see them being Texas Tech basically, and Texas Tech isn't going to any New Year's Day bowl games anytime soon, and I think that's pretty much the level they would be at. Maybe I'm underselling it, but that's what I would see. Anyway,